Is there anybody who doesn't have any material? Okay, so let's get that done. If you have materials next to you and no one's sitting there, then just share it. Here's some more if you need it. Here you go. And there is a summary of the four agreements in this red folder. So if you pass that around, you can have that as well.
But we need to pass something, one of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those. Just so that you have it.
Okay. If you don't have one of these, you're one of one thing.
Yeah, today we're going to talk a little bit about don't take anything personally, so you have a packet so that you can go home and study. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Got it. All right, I'm also passing around the clipboard. I have a newsletter and I say things that I think are pretty spiritually intelligent. So if you would like to receive my newsletter, and sometimes I get a little political. My dad ran for assembly, and so I come from a political family. And I try not to take sides. I try to look at the whole political scene as a way of our all being grateful for our dark side, for our spiritual center, because we can see it outside of us, and we can see the mirror. So all news, really, and how we respond to news is the mirror. And to make a bridge now to the work of Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote The Four Agreements, probably the book that most of you know of Don Miguel Ruiz. So who has read The Four Agreements? Great. Who is able to live by The Four Agreements? Okay. Make the best effort possible. So I'm going to try to help you to make the best effort possible and talk primarily about the second agreement, which is don't take anything personally, because that breath is an example. So many people tell me that's so hard for them. My job today is to make it easier for you. So I'm going to pass this clipboard around, and if you wish to get my newsletter, just sign it. There's a couple of pages there. And I just brought some other things to show you that have been helpful to me. This is the Four Agreements 3-book set. And you can get it in any bookstore or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble's online. And the books in this set are The Four Agreements, The Mastery of Love, and The Voice of Knowledge. And I will tell you that if you can master the material in these 3 books, your life will change for the better every moment. So I wanted you to know that they come together like that. There are many books written by Don Miguel Ruiz and his sons. His sons are now in the family business, but it's the family business of wisdom and spirituality. And that happens, doesn't it? Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about me. I don't know which parts to tell. I'm going to give you it's a long life, so I'm going to give you a summary. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I lived on Long Island and Brooklyn and Manhattan most of my life. And then, following my intuition, I moved to Candler, North Carolina, into the mountains. And I have never been happier. What allowed me to do that at age 64, to change my life totally and come into the mountains by myself, buy a house, and live by myself, was really the spiritual understanding that I received from my study of the Four Agreements. I was raised in Brooklyn by parents of Jewish faith who were atheists and very involved in the socialist and communist ideas of their time. And one of the things that my parents told me all the time is that there is no God, that everything is just an accident, and people who believe that there's anything other than that are stupid. Not wanting to be stupid, I agreed with them until I grew up and had my own life. And when I was in college, reading the works of Emerson, Thoreau, Melville, and Whitman proved to me that, for me, their way of thinking was not the way I think and not the way I see things. For me, there has always been only love, and I have lived my life that way. And so I decided that I would find other people who think the way I do, and they weren't in my family. And many people have my story, only they have a different story. But they looked for the family that they felt in their heart. And so my work was as a guidance counselor in high school and middle school in the inner city and in a very affluent area on Long Island. And one of the things that I saw was that if people only could just love each other and accept each other as they are, and not try to change them and fix them, we would live in a happier world. And so as I worked as a therapist, that's pretty much what I did with families. And what I see and what I notice is that we really don't have a framework about how to do it right. We have a lot of stories, but we didn't have a framework. And in my time, I decided that I would become a coach. After I did all the therapy things and filled out forms and gave people mental illnesses that they didn't really have so that I could get them some money and they could at least have some wellness. And I just decided, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. It's not real. It's not me. I don't believe that. And in order to become a coach, you have to have a coach. So I had a coach. And not only did I take classes, I had a coach as well. And one Christmas, she sent me The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And when I read the book, I said, that's it. If I knew that all my life, I would have had a very different life. And so at the time that I read the book, I was determined to share the wisdom in The Four Agreements with everybody. And so I bought many books and I gave them away to everybody I knew. And I talked about it all the time. And then I found out that there was a group of people in Connecticut, which is pretty near where I was, who were studying the Four Agreements in depth by one of Miguel's apprentices. And she became my teacher. Her name is Rita Rivera, and she's still teaching. And she was an original apprentice with Don Miguel Ruiz. And she has a story, and of course Don Miguel has a story, and the biggest part of his story is that he was born with a congenital heart defect, the youngest of 13 children. His mother was a famous healer in Mexico, and his grandfather was a shaman. And they taught him. When he was born, in the same way that happens with the choosing of the Dalai Lama, he was the chosen child because of how he was as an infant to learn the wisdom of the Toltecs. Does anybody know who Toltecs are? Mm-hmm. Tell us. Yeah. Yes, right. Right. They preceded the Aztecs, and they built the pyramid city in Mexico called Teotihuacan. This city. I'm going to pass this book around so you can see it. And there are, This is a very important place for people who are of Mexican descent. They visit Teotihuacan the same way we might visit the Statue of Liberty. And in the walls themselves of Teotihuacan and other ancient pyramid cities is the wisdom that Don Miguel Ruiz figured out from going there all the time when he was a kid with his grandfather and his mom and the rest of his siblings. So I take trips to Teotihuacan. It's an extraordinary experience. The translation of Teotihuacan is the place where man becomes God. It is the place where you know the God in you, where you find that God in you that may have been lost for a while because of the conditioning in our society, because of the things that we've been told that are not necessarily the truth. So I want you to see what Teotihuacan looks like and get excited about maybe thinking about a trip there. So here's the book. Okay, so the Four Agreements. The Four Agreements are an ancient wisdom. We don't know how old. Because as they uncover areas at this sacred site, what they're finding, which is what is being found in a lot of different ways in other places as well, is that sacred sites were built upon sacred sites and built upon sacred sites and built upon sacred sites. So they've now gone down three levels in the area that is Teotihuacan, and there are pyramid structures and all kinds of shrines that all show the wisdom of coming from your heart in first love for yourself and then love for your brothers and sisters. Is that a new concept for anybody? Because if you don't love yourself, you really don't know how to love anyone else. And my training as a child was not to love myself, but to, because that's the doctrine that I was raised in, was to put myself last. So when I woke up to seeing that I could put myself first and still love everyone else, I was the happiest girl you ever met, because I didn't take care of myself. I thought that was wrong. I thought that self-care was selfish. And it's not true. And there's a lot of talk about that now. You know, a lot of talk using the symbology of when you go in an airplane and you're with a child, that you're told to put your own mask on first and then help your kid. Because if you can't breathe, there's nothing you can do for anyone else. And the Four Agreements teaches that. It teaches it from the point of view of impeccability of the word. And impeccability means not to say or do anything that goes against yourself. To live your life with gratitude, love, loyalty, and justice, beginning with yourself and continuing with your brothers and sisters. That's something to always keep in mind and ask yourself. Where am I in this picture? How am I taking care of myself? And then I have the energy to take care of others. When we take things personally and make assumptions, and that's the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. It's explained on your sheet. The second is don't take anything personally. The third is don't make assumptions. And the fourth is always do your best. Pretty easy to follow, isn't it? Easy to say, easy to remember, but not so easy to follow in the world in which we live. But if all of you in this room were mindful of following those agreements, you would see everything around you changing, you and everything else. You would wake up in a happier mood. I know I do. You would love waiting for the sun to rise and watching the sunset. You would feel connected to all there is. And there's nothing more lovely than knowing that. So, the way we get off that track is we go into drama. Does anyone have any drama in their life right now? Well, how do we stay out of drama? We stay out of drama. It's really simple. Once you get it, don't take anything personally and don't make assumptions. And the agreement that people have the most trouble with is not taking things personally. Because we think it's all about us, but it's not. The most basic idea about not taking things personally is to know that anything anybody says or does in relationship to you is not about you, it's about them. We all see things through the smoky mirror, the mirror that's outside of us, because we really can't see ourselves as well as we see other people. So whatever bothers us about somebody else is something that we have not dealt with in ourselves. Think about it. I'll tell you a little story. One day I was getting my nails done. And in my life, I have lost 100 pounds. As a matter of fact, it was my weight that got me to be a spiritual person. Because I saw that other people were happy and they weren't necessarily eating over anything that happened. In my family, everybody does that. We fight for the food when something goes wrong. Pretty yucky, huh? Not unusual. So, what happens then is when we take something personal, we see the reflection in someone else that we don't like, and we talk about them. So one day, I was getting my nails done, and I was really, like, barely able to walk at that point. And what happened was I saw a woman who was also getting her nails done, and I thought to myself, why is she getting her nails done? She should dress better. Why is she doing that? I was so judgmental about how other people were. Not me. I just have an eating disorder. It's not my fault. And I realized as I was sitting there and having this judgmental mind that I was really not accepting me. So anything, when you judge somebody else, what you're doing is you're in denial of what it is that you want to change about you and putting it out there about somebody else. How many people do you know who say, oh, they're really not spiritual, and then when you think of yourself, are you? Or you judge other people. And when you're judging other people, it's really because you haven't looked at it in you. So that is a big clue about what you need to clean up to live a happier life. Isn't it nice other people come around in your life and they do things and then you can see, oh, I do that. Oh, that's me. I could change that in me. Everything is a mirror. We're all mirrors of each other. So whatever you see in someone else is about you. So people can meet, you can meet somebody, you can be in a group and you all meet somebody and everybody sees that person in a different way, right? But what are they really seeing? They're seeing themselves. So if you see everyone with the eyes of love, then what happens in your life? Love is reflected back to you. And no matter where you are and no matter what you do and no matter who you talk to, there's love. If you see people through the eyes of judgment, then people will be judging you. And then you'll see your life as one that's not so happy because people are judging you. Doesn't that make sense? What makes big sense, you know, we know that there is a Milky Way galaxy and there were stars and there were billions and billions of stars. And each of us could have had our own star. How lonely. But we don't. We live in a world where we have to connect with each other. Why? So that we have the reflections of other people. So don't take anything personally. When someone says something about you, it's not about you. Who is it about? Say it. Again. Okay. So on your sheet now. What a great idea. Let me try it. It's going to bounce on my hip. Okay. Good. Thank you so much. Okay. So, let's look at the first sheet and let's look at what it says. Nothing others say or do is because of you, regardless of how they or you blame you for it. The actions of others are a projection of their own reality. Their perception and their opinions of how things should be, how they are experiencing their world at that moment. Entirely within yourself is the power to be immune to the sentiments and actions of others, and thus not to be the victim of needless suffering. So when you see yourself in that place of suffering, how many of you still suffer? Oh, yeah. Okay. So when you see yourself in that place of suffering, what can you do? You can say, well, what about the situation is causing me to suffer? And what do then? Yes?
I've learned from that thing is to learn to forgive myself. And then it's easier to let go of the other person's crap.
Absolutely.
But that was a hard lesson to learn, but from that, I learned how to forgive myself.
Beautiful.
And it's easier to let go of their stuff for them. And my brother will be beaten.
We won't tell to him.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. So, when you see yourself in that suffering place, ask yourself, how am I making myself a victim? And then wisdom will tell you, turn away from the condition and know that you are perfect, that you are love, that God is you and you are God. Turn away from the situation. I had that this morning driving here. It was really foggy, and there was a place where I couldn't see. And immediately I went to, oh, I don't like driving in that. And then I thought, oh, no. I go down the mountain, and the sun is shining. And I remembered, turn away from the condition and know that everything is perfect. And I was coming here to hang out with you guys. And nothing was going to stop me from doing that. So here I am. It lasted about 3 seconds. And if you know the work of Abraham Hicks, you get how long? 17 seconds to change your mind. 17 seconds is pretty quick, but it's enough time to say, what is causing my suffering, and change your mind. 17 seconds. Remember that. Okay. So, all the drama we experience in life is a result of taking things personally and making assumptions. When you stop taking things personally, you will be astounded at how much better your life becomes and how much more energy returns to you. How much energy is wasted when we take something personally and judge ourselves. You told us. We waste our energy. And then when we're wasting our energy, this is interesting, and we don't have enough energy, then we go around and we suck energy off of other people. And they're not very happy either. And nobody's happy when we do that. So that's when we don't take things personally and we don't make assumptions, the energy comes back to us and we allow ourselves to live in the present moment. Okay, so on the second page you have strategies for not taking anything personally. And my recommendation is, because this is only, you know, I usually teach this in, I don't know, 6 days or 3 days, and I'm going really quick and giving you the salient points now. So, your reactions to others is key to knowing yourself. Now, I've already told you that, so who's going to be that best student in the class and tell us how that is? How is the reaction to others the key to knowing yourself? Yeah, thank you. Okay. Why is it important to give up self-importance? Personal importance is another means of taking things personally. It is the maximum expression of selfishness, because we make the assumption and act as if everything is about me and that I am the most important being on earth. Is that possible? Can you possibly be the most important being on earth? There's over 7 billion people hanging out. Can it be only about you? Absolutely not. So when you take things personally, you are feeling self-importance. You are being what's now referred to as narcissistic. Mm-hmm. Which is?
A defense.
Yes, a defense. Because you're not feeling good about yourself. So it's only all about you. You have to keep reinforcing that idea. And we all know somebody who's doing that a lot. Okay. When you don't take things personally, you embrace your freedom, because you're not afraid of how other people are going to react to you and your choices. You do and you be who you are. And then you don't care what other people think. And also, when you're always having love in your heart, you're always being kind and good and sweet to everybody. It's what happens. It just comes out. You know that. You know when you meet somebody who is non-judgmental and how good you feel in that person's presence. Everybody wants to be around somebody who's not judging. And that person gets a great deal of response and love. Okay, so when you love and respect yourself, you okay? You are not responsible for the actions of others. You are responsible only for who? Yourself, period. No matter what other people do or say, no matter what other people think, no matter how other people are conditioned, no matter what they believe, it has nothing to do with you. You know who you are. You have clarity. You know your heart. It doesn't matter what other people say or do. You become immune to gossip. Big thing, gossip. How many of you have been on the wrong end of gossip? And everybody. And if we would all just stop gossiping and not talk about other people, or even talk about our own perception of what happened to us, because even that's not really true. It's only our perception. We can't tell what other people are thinking. We only know what we are. So So when we gossip and we tell our story to everybody, what we're doing is we're, in the words of Don Miguel, we're spreading emotional poison. Well, poison, toxicity, takes a lot of energy to heal, doesn't it? So when we're gossiping, we're really using up our energy. We're wasting our energy. And anyway, who cares what we think? Only we care. And if we can look at it with clear eyes, then we can figure out what role did I play in this situation? And trust me, you did. Okay. We are all light reflecting light. How cool is that? It's on the back of the page. We are all light reflecting light. What kind of light do you want to be? Me, I want to be a beacon of light. I want to be a big light. I want to be the lighthouse. I want people to know that when they're around me, I'm reflecting light. And I'm reflecting their light, their love, in the most positive way I know how. The opinions of others are specific to them. And from my opinion, our country is divided right now by people who have opinions about stuff they know nothing about. And they argue about it. What if we all just figured out that we're just going to love each other? We're just going to accept each other as each of us is. We're just going to be kind to each other. We're just going to hope that that guy who gives us the bird on the road figures out that that didn't help him drive any better. We're just going to do that. And we're going to know that our opinions are our own. That we've... Hi, come on, sit down. We're going to know that our opinions are our own opinions based on agreements that we made, probably not in our awareness, because we've all been conditioned to believe things by our family of origin, by the place in which we live, by the time in which we were born. We've all been conditioned to believe things. Those opinions, for the most part, are not even ours. What are our opinions? And I feel like it's really easy to be in this world when I'm coming from love, when I'm coming from acceptance, when I'm coming from non-judgment, when I'm coming from joy and love and light and beauty and peace, then it's real easy to be in this world. And I don't have to have an opinion. I just know. I know, and I know each of you knows who you are and how you are. And when you feel the best and when you are enjoying life, you all know. Isn't that right? Don't you know? Can't you do it 24/7? Yes. It's you. It's in you. So don't take things personally, because it's not what anybody says about you. It's how you feel about you. Nothing is as important as that. And there are so many more things I could share with you, and I hope you come and read what I write. And really reread the four agreements now that you have some concept behind it that you didn't have before. It's the kind of book that's a classic that every time you read it, you learn more. Every time you read it, you're in a different place. You've elevated your consciousness. So the book has more meaning to you. And you see what you learned from the first time around, or the second time around. Or like me, I studied with Rita Rivera for 7 years as a Toltec dreamer in the Toltec Mystery School, because I was determined to get it. I was determined to live a happy life. And I do, but I didn't. And Arthur can tell you that. So, that is the way it is. It just really is. We're all making decisions every day. We're all making choices. How is this choice going to be the best choice for my good and wonderful life? I'm going to ask myself that. And if it doesn't fit in, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say no. You know, all your yeses have no meaning if you can't say no. Very important to remember. Okay, so what I'm hoping you do, and what I really wish you would do, is take the materials that I'm giving you and read them. We don't call it homework. We call it a retention exercise. I'm coming here out of the love I have in my heart, and I'm hoping and I'm knowing that you, each of you, will love yourself a little bit more, enjoy your life a little bit more, just by taking these agreements into your heart and living them. Thank you.